Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Archie McCain. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Archie McCain. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is called out on strikes. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kroner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to second. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0 for 1 in the game. Croner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to third. Larry moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Archie McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky strikes out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 1 in the game. Salters hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cronin scores. 2 outs. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Harder moves to second. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Croner hits a line drive into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harder moves to third. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Desodles and he is safe. Larry steals second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 1 in the game. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Archie McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 2 in the game. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. McCain moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCain scores. D'Alessandro moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Chapman reaches second base with a double. D'Alessandro scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-2 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Archie McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McCain strikes out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. D'Alessandro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Desautels for a passed ball. Pitlock moves to second. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kroner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Kroner applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Averill moves to third. Trotsky moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Hale reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. Trotsky scores. Soltis moves to third. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Jack Wilson now pitching. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Soltis scores. Hale moves to third. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Roy Hughes pinch hits for Joe Hebbing. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-6, Indians. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kroner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Gene Desautels. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Mo Berg now catching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Soltis reaches second base with a double. There goes Trotsky trying to get to home. Chapman throws the ball into Berg, who tags Trotsky, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo pinch hits for Jack Wilson. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin juggles the ball. That's an error on Hudlin. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, D'Alessandro bunts for an out with unknown description. Melillo moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.